Got a feeling like winter. Got me feeling so cold. Got me reaching for my jacket. Shelter me from the storm. What happened to those summer days? Just a haze. We were so unafraid. Got a feeling like winter. Can you melt me like ice on a hot summer day? Burn up on my ice. Don't run away, yeah, won't run away.
classic people. Thank you so much. Thanks again. And, I don't know where any other way to sort of lead this, but
This is Area 54.
Thank you. You're listening to Area 54.
That was Yumi Zuma. The song's called In Blue. It's off their new album, Willow Bank. A really mellow album, very poppy, and all the songs pretty good. This is going to get some remix play for sure. Cocteau Twins, before that, did a song called Cherry Colored Funk. That's off the album Heaven or Las Vegas. Cocteau Twins, Mike.
Yeah. What? Did you miss it? It was 27 years ago.
Yeah. Cigarettes After Sex, before that, speaking of. Well, they're new. Apocalypse is the name of the song off their self-titled album. Keep Shelling in Athens has got a new album out called Philokalia, and I would play a song called Leave in Silence. And Washed Out, new album's called Mr. Mellow. We played a song called Get Lost, and we start off the whole set with a really cool band I don't know a lot about, Pablo Neville, featuring Kylan Rode. Song's called Ice. We actually got that on a recent compilation called Contour Sunset Chill 2017.
And so you know what made me play the Cocteau Twins?
What?
Hey, I a couple of reasons. First of all, I haven't listened to this
because
album
there's
forever.
A bunch of samples you recognize in this song.
People have sampled this song probably. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
No, it's the dreamy kind of vocals that I've been listening to the Slow Dive, and they have a female vocalist, the dreamy vocals, and it really reminded me a lot of the Cocteau Twins. You know, these guys are from the same era, except that, you know, Slow Dive came back. But it definitely reminded me of this. And I was listening to the album, I was like, ah, yeah, here it is. It's Cocteau Twins. It's kind of same sound.
Yeah. Oh, Elizabeth Frazier, great vocalist. And, you know, she's definitely got a style. And we really enjoyed when she, you know, broke away and did a little Massive Attack song, too. And you could kind of hear it there.
You know what, you're talking about Destroyer, that he's under, and you can't understand what he's singing about. I mean, this is definitely, you have no idea what they're singing.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It could be their own language.
Just make something up.
Yeah.
Just fill your mouth full of cotton balls and
vocals.
Step up to the mic.
Yeah. I bet there's liner notes in there with the vocals, right?
Sure.
Find the lyrics for each of these songs. I don't know. Probably they're just probably meaningless anyway.
And it won't. It'll just frustrate you all the more when you read them.
Yeah, we go. Was she inspired by The Cure? I don't know. All right, here's a guy who was probably inspired by The Cure.
Yeah, you think?
Who wasn't? Beardy Man. We're gonna play a track off of Distractions. We're gonna play a song called Mountainside. It's Tim Mike with Area 54.